to become perfect, we need not understand the designs of God, but only obey them. The designs of God, what He chooses to do, His will, His actions, and His grace, are all one and the same thing, all working together to enable us to reach perfection. And perfection is neither more nor less than the soul's faithful cooperation with God. This cooperation begins, grows, and comes to fruition in our souls so secretly that we are not aware of it. Theology is crammed with theories and explanations about the wonders of this state. We may know all about these theories and be able to speak and write about them brilliantly, teach them to others, and give spiritual advice. But if we have only an intellectual knowledge of them, we are compared to those who do God's will and yet know absolutely nothing of theology and certainly cannot talk about its complexities, like a doctor who is ill compared with simple people who enjoy perfect health. If a faithful soul accepts God's will and purpose in all simplicity, he will reach perfection without ever realizing it. Just as a sick man who swallows his medicine obediently will be cured, although he neither knows nor cares about medicine, we need know nothing about the chemistry of combustion to enjoy the warmth of a fire. Holiness is produced in us by the will of God and our acceptance of it. It is not produced by intellectual speculation about it. If we are thirsty, we must have a drink and not worry about books which explain what thirst is. If we waste time seeking an explanation about thirst, all that will happen is that we shall get thirstier. It is then the same when we thirst after holiness. The desire to know more about it will only drive it further away. We must put all speculation aside and, with childlike willingness, accept all that God presents to us. What God arranges for us to experience at each moment is the best and holiest thing that could happen to us.